Welcome to your second Saturday Daily. Mark Sappenfield, our former editor turned Europe roaming big thinker, delivers our lean back read today. Everyday Finns are effectively shoring up an 800-mile border that's long been a focus, but that is of special concern today, given the apparent appetite of the Russian bear next door. It's about much more than paramilitary prep work. It's a transformative and deeply felt approach to security, with roots in agency and trust. We've also got you covered with summer mystery reads and an essayist's adventure with backyard birds. Also, a reminder that some regular daily features, news briefs, the editorial, the Christian Science perspective, remain Monday through Friday offerings with a break for the weekend. We welcome your feedback. Just email daily at csmonitor.com. As always, you can find our latest stories and briefs at csmonitor.com. It's Saturday, July 19th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. Here are today's Monitor stories. A rearming of the European continent is underway as officials there conclude that, despite some recent improvements in U.S.-NATO relations, they might want to lean less on the United States for defense. Finland offers a model for no-nonsense self-sufficiency that has a lot to do with its history. A capable military matters, but Finnish security is grounded by a mindset captured in a phrase perhaps best translated as spiritual national defense. The idea? Defense is a responsibility for all, from businesses stockpiling fuel and grain to office workers learning how to shoot a sniper rifle on weekends. Mark Sappenfield reports from Parolanumi, Finland, for The Monitor. What role does the price of rice have in Japanese politics? The country's ongoing shortage of the staple is bringing greater awareness to farmers' issues and greater scrutiny to the long-dominant Liberal Democratic Party ahead of parliamentary elections. Party leaders are trying to smooth things over, slashing the price of stockpiled reserves and vowing to overhaul policies. Yet, frustrated farmers and longtime policy critics want greater accountability. And the moves may not be enough to draw back voters. Contributor Takehiko Kambayashi reports from Tokyo and Oyama, Japan, for The Monitor. Beep baseball is a modified version of the national pastime, offering blind players the opportunity to hit, field, and build community. The 16-inch ball beeps its location. A sighted volunteer pitches. There are two bases, 4-foot-tall padded cylinders, and rules that govern games with the same varied pace and moments of triumph as traditional baseball. As Beep Baseball's championship series nears with a July 20 start, we go inside a game that's decades old and newly on the upswing. Contributor Jay Kopp reports from Bolingbrook, Illinois, for The Monitor. Mysteries follow a reassuring pattern, with the perpetrators eventually brought to justice. Throw in quirky characters and well-designed plots, and you've got some diverting summer reads. Meet an old sweetheart of a barrister turned investigator and a Maori crime fighter, among others, in our summer roundup. And pick up some BritBox viewing recommendations, too. Yvonne Zipp writes for The Monitor. When our essayist wanted a backyard birdhouse, her husband obliged, and one went up in a big oak tree. It sat empty. It turns out that birds, like humans, are picky about where they live, she writes. You can't just throw up a tiny A-frame and think they'll come flying in. They crave ambiance. They need to be dazzled. Work was done. Books were consulted. In the end, our essayist learned that small failures spark exploration and yield more satisfaction than any quick success. Contributor Courtney Brzezinski writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Tanya Raghu and Ian Case.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.